But they do pile the football ahead. They push forward. They have a couple big bodies they like to run behind, but them smaller running backs, they are fast, and they get low to the ground, and they are powerful. Derrick Brown is the best example of that, and he gets the Bearcats the first down of the evening.
Mychek keeps it for himself. He gets out across the 35 and brought down by Joey Quatter out of the secondary. Once again, next season, number 28, Tucker Moriarty, the defensive back senior for New Lothrop. It's a five-yard gain, gets out to the 35.5. And it's second down in a long five.
Mychek's going to have to do a lot of that this evening. The New Lothrop Hornets are big up front, so it's not going to be easy to move them guys out of the way and run in between the tackles. So your running game from Brown and Brandle may not have those big plays, so Mychek's going to have to break it open by getting to the outside.
Wing T to the right, two men in the backfield, and a wing slot back to the right, we'll call it. Mychek under center. It's a handoff to the left to Brandle, and that one goes nowhere fast. And it's a no gain on second down, and he's brought down by Max Wendling, the linebacker, senior. A number of same last names for this New Lothrop squad, more than likely brothers, I would hope so, or at least relatives. Not much different than the Ugly Bearcats and some as a whole. Third and six.
So the unique formation there that Coach Kaufman's already throwing at us, you still have the same wing tee setup, except the running back to the right, which is normally Brandle. Brandle and Brown are next to each other. They have Gregory Keller in the game, and he is going to slide over almost like a tight end on the right-hand side.
And one step back behind the line. Gregory Keller, a junior. Matt Mychek nearly calling an audible and looking back to pass. Staying in the pocket, rolling to his left now. In trouble, rolling back to his right and lets us fly, and this is going to be incomplete as Derrick Brown was thrown at his feet. Incomplete, and it's fourth down for the Bearcats.
Carter Hemsburg in coverage there for the Hornets. And just as that play was snapped, I was about to say to you, Clark, with Gregory Keller over on the right-hand side, there's a little more spacing for the Bearcats. So they still have that ability to run the ball with power, but they also have the ability to go play action out of there with an extra route to run by the tight end. Gregory Keller was covered. He was the guy they wanted to throw to. And Mychek does a nice job of keeping the play alive, but throws it incomplete. And because of that now, they're going to have to bring out the punting team.
They're bringing out the punt team, and there's the snap. Good snap. And the punt is away, going into the wind. It bounces at the 36 and takes a Bearcat bounce all the way and rolls out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So a nice punt from Jonathan Brandle of the Bearcats and flips the field. But the Ugly Bearcats cannot do anything on their first drive of offense.
Again, this is a feeling out process. Neither team is going to show their hand early on the first series. And in this case, the Bearcat offense stalls. They go to play action pass already in the first quarter, Clark. I'm not sure what I think about that at this time. You don't see them throw the ball hardly at all, but clearly part of the game plan to cover up some of that tape that New Lothrop has been watching. So an opportunity for them falls short, and now the spread offense here for New Lothrop.
Two wide, three wide to the right, and it's actually a screen pass to the right, and it's caught, and New Lothrop's out across midfield and finally brought down at the 45-yard line. And the intended receiver, that looks like it is number three, Mason Ruddy, out of the backfield, and it's moved the chains from the 31 to midfield, another 5 yards beyond that to the Ubley 45-yard line, a 24-yard pickup.
Shotgun formation, one running back to the right, a receiver to the left, two to the right. He puts Ruddy in motion out of the backfield to his right, and with that running start, he throws it to him, and nice blocking down the field, gets a big gain.
Birchmeyer's pass complete to the 36-yard line. He dives forward to about the 35. It's going to be very close to the first down marker. It's going to be a 9-yard gain. And bringing that pass in again would be number five, Colin Mulcahy, for New Lothrop for a 9-yard reception, second down and one. New Lothrop moving down the field.
Well, Birchmeyer, as we had heard about, is very comfortable as a passer, and so far he's thrown it right down the Bearcats' teeth in the first two plays.
And they try and go for the keeper, and Birchmeyer up the middle, and that one goes nowhere. Maybe a half of a yard out to the 36-yard line, brought down by Skylar Lasoski of the Ubley Bearcats. It's a third down and short for New Lothrop at the Ubley 35.
Nice job by the Bearcats. That is their main goal. They are the best at stopping the run. That's what they do best. They pride themselves in. So they're going to have to go out of their element here to protect against this passing game of New Lothrop. But on third and one, here comes the running game.
And Birchmeyer keeps it for himself, and he gets the first down with ease all the way down to the 30, 3-yard line, according to the spot, brought down by Darren Soule. He's 6'3", 210-pound senior for the Bearcats. And New Lothrop moving the chains yet again.
Right, and they do not take long as they are sprinting, Clark, to the line of scrimmage here as they want to pick up the pace in this game as best they can. Again, we mentioned before the game started, the Bearcats want to run the football, get first downs, and keep this offense off the field. This offense wants to score so they can get back on the field more often.
Birchmeyer with the handoff on the sweep around. Jet sweep to the right far sideline to number 5, Colin Mulcahy. And the Ubley Bearcats are quick to shut off that corner. And according to the spot, they have him down at the 32-yard line, it appears. So it'll be about a 1-yard gain when all said and done. Second down, 9 to go, brought down by Skylar Lisowski.
Again, the Bearcats, they pride themselves on run defense, and they show it again there as the jet sweep does not fool them. And out on an island over there, Brandel and Sweeney, they're kind of that guys protecting that left side of the field. They do a nice job making the tackle.
Quick handoff up the middle, and it gets across the 30 down to the 29-yard line. Out of the bound of the pile. These numbers are next to impossible to see. Eric Wischlager had the tackle. We'll give that handoff to number 54. Now that's actually a lineman. That's not him.
No, I think it was back to their original running back, Clark. I think Mason Ruddy had the carry there. It was so quick, and he was tackled so quickly, he went nowhere.
Second down and 6, looking back to pass. Birchmeyer throwing to his left to the corner of the end zone. It is up and is overthrown. Intended receiver was to number 8, Aaron Zell, starting wide receiver, also defensive back. Incomplete, and now a 4th down and 7 to go for the New Lothrop Hornets at the Ubley 29-yard line.
This is New Lothrop. New Lothrop's already learning quickly. The Bearcats are great at stopping the run. They're going to have to continue with the passing game. They got 2 quick first downs through the air and then went away from it, put themselves in 3rd and long, and 1 incomplete pass. Now they have 4th and long. So wouldn't be surprised here at all to see the Hornets go for it on 4th down and put it in the air again and make them Bearcats on one-on-1 coverage try to make a stop and knock the pass down.
Empty backfield, 3 to the right, 2 to the left. Birchmeyer to pass, Ubley bringing the blitz, and they bring Burns down Birchmeyer. Birchmeyer went for it on his own, trying to use it with his legs. He gets to the 29-yard line and nothing more. Birchmeyer gets 1 yard before he met Eric Wischlager very personally, and this is a turnover of downs, and New Lothrop going for it on 4th down is stopped, in the Bearcat offense back on the field at the 28-yard line.
When you only rush 3 or only rush 4, those defensive linemen are asked to do a lot. You don't want a quarterback like Birchmeyer to sit in the pocket for too long. That pocket collapsed. Birchmeyer does the right thing. He steps up into the pocket, but Eric Wischlager trips him up. Skylar Lisowski in the area as well, and they bring him down and force a turnover. That's a big stop for the Bearcats as they get their offense back on the field.
First and 10 from the 29-yard line, according to the spot. As this has been a back-and-forth game, New Lothrop came out guns a-blazing. But Ubley being able to weather the storm so far and stops New Lothrop at their own 29-yard line on 4th down. Turnover of downs, it was a 5-play drive that started at the New Lothrop 31-yard line, got down to the 29 of Ubley. Turnover of downs, we've had 2 drives so far. Dave, what are you seeing so far?
I've seen 2 teams go out of their element already on the first series. You've seen New Lothrop try to run the football when they know they shouldn't, to tip their hand away from their passing game, and it failed. You've seen the Bearcats throw the ball on 3rd down and medium in the first quarter on the first series, which we haven't seen them throw a pass in weeks. So you've seen 2 teams that are trying to throw the other team off. It's a chess match, Clark. Which team can outthink the other? So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Bearcats get back to their running ways here.
Quick handoff to Derek Brown up the middle, across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. As it is about a gain of 1 yard, maybe 2 yards from the 29 to the 31, out to, brought down by number 71, Travis Indelkofer, a defensive lineman starting for this New Lothrop squad. Big man 77, he's at the nose tackle. That's Tommy Harold. He stands a whole helmet higher than anyone else in that line, which is about a helmet and a half than the Ubley front offensive line.
He might be a whole helmet wider too, Clark. He is a large man, and he is going to hold down the defensive line, the defensive tackle position for New Lothrop.
Derek Brown gets the handoff again. He tries to stay low and go underneath 71. Travis Indelkofer, but he gets out about for another 2 yards. And a cloud of dust, a 3rd down and 6 upcoming for the Bearcats at their own 33-yard line. It's 5:10 remains in the first quarter. Still no score.